History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the grind after a long holiday weekend filled with family and good food, hopefully for you. And now that the dust has settled a little bit, let's talk about those family members, shall we?
Okay.
We love them, but let's be honest, families are crazy.
Yeah, everyone's got a wacko in their family.
Yeah, there's usually that one token relative that you're like, man, you know, Uncle Joe, he was at it again this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you've almost got to prep people for it as well. Like, if someone's coming in the family who doesn't usually come to
event,
look out for Uncle Joe.
When you think about your family, who's the one family member that sticks out that you're like, oh, that's our crazy family member?
I have a cousin that's a lot older than me called Alex, and he will be at Christmas with us this year, and he's a complete wacko. Like, he's conspiracy theorist. He says the most outrageous things. He can't read a room. He will talk over people. He has to be the center of attention. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't got banned from family events yet.
He's that bad.
He's absolutely insane. And my parents are already warning me on the phone. They're like, he's actually getting worse with age. So I am mentally prepared. I'll just go outside, take a second, have a beer to myself. I'm not dealing with it.
Okay, so Alex, you have to take with a grain of salt when he's around.
Yes.
For me growing up, it was always my Aunt Velma, who wasn't really an aunt. She was that family member that was really close that you always, oh, it's Aunt Velma.
You call an aunt?
And she was crazy in like a good sense. Like, she just didn't care. She was one of the, she's passed now, but she was one of the older ladies at the table. And like, if you said, hey, can you pass me a roll? She'd throw it at you.
I yeah. love already.
Oh yeah, she was great. Like in her 90s, still wore high heels, made sure she was to the nines, but she was that family member. You're like, okay, Aunt Velma's coming. You never know what's going to happen.
But she wasn't like obnoxious and rude. She provided like entertainment when having a few drinks.
Oh yeah, because she just had no filter in a good way.
I love that.
That you never knew what was going to happen, but it was always entertaining.
See, I don't have anyone like that. I've just got obnoxious people in my family, which makes it worse. If you can find someone that just makes people laugh, because that's so outrageous, that's the best.
Well, let's hear about your family. Do you have one of those family members that sticks out that's the crazy token family member?
888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. We want to hear from you this morning. Family members, and it's always great seeing them during the holidays. But when you all get together, there's notoriously always one that is just, you know, out there, a little out of left field, a little wacky.
Oh yeah, the token crazy family member.
For me, it's a cousin called Alex, who I just don't know what planet he lives on. The 909 says, I don't have a crazy relative to speak, but I have an aunt who is so stuck and so set in the ways that she'll never change her opinion about certain things. It is what it is. To her, that's just set in stone. Definitely need a glass of wine when talking to her.
Ooh, that's totally worse than having a crazy family member.
Yeah, the ones are just stubborn. Why even bother talking to them if you know they're not going to change, though?
I'm just going to go in the other room. Terry in Fontana, do you have a crazy family member?
I've got two. My son-in-law, oh my God, that man just doesn't matter who you are. Just makes everybody laugh. He's always been that way.
So he's crazy in a good way, though. He makes everybody laugh.
Yes, my nephew's the same way. He doesn't care who's there. He just ranks on everybody. Doesn't matter.
That's fun. It sounds like they're into, like, roasting people in a good way.
Oh, yeah. They are. They are. Very. much so.
Oh, and it keeps the family conversation going when you have those type of people.
It's good having a crazy you actually like. Usually right. The crazies frustrate you.
951 text in says, it's my Uncle John in my family. Anytime I bring somebody new around, he has some new outrageous thing to say. And then they always wonder, why don't you bring somebody? Like, who are you dating? Do you want him to meet the family? No!
Oh, it's exhausting. I'm going to get that this Christmas again as well. It's exhausting. Why is it always an uncle and aunt, by the way? For me, it's a cousin. That feels weird me saying cousin because it should be an aunt or uncle.
Well, everybody's got a crazy. It could be aunt, uncle, cousin. I like this one. Just came in from the 626. Thinking about it, I'm not sure how I feel about this because as we get older, I'm probably the crazy relative.
Hey, embrace it.
Yeah.
Friday night in the... The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.